Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Thursday, the 10th of February, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green.
Learn some Bahamian facts. Sit back, here we go, it's a Gumbay Day.
Good morning again. Welcome to On the Clock. And as you can tell, my guests in studio today are cast and crew from the award-winning Bahamian show, Gumbay Kids. And so at this point, we all know what to do. It's time to bam, 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 bam. To my stars in studio, it's time for you to introduce yourselves to the Bahamian people. Let's start with my friend on the left.
My name is Raven White, and I play the character of Dominique.
Good morning, Raven. And directly in front of me?
My name is Leah Enius, and I play the character of Mama Dilo.
Absolutely. And to my right?
I'm Stephanie Neon, and I am the creator, executive producer, and co-writer of Gumbay Kids.
Absolutely. Now, my superstar friend here, Raven, she has an escort with her, because when you start winning international awards, you got to have an escort. I'm going to just grab the mic quickly and say good morning.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Good morning. I'm Raven's escort and chauffeur and dresser and everything, Tracy Major White.
Good morning. Look here, when you're a superstar, you got to travel with your entourage. Good morning. I have cast and crew from the award-winning show Gumbay Kids with me in studio. And that song we played at the top of the show is the theme music for Gumbay Kids. Producer, the mic sounds a little weird. It just sounds a little tinny. I'm not sure what's going on, but I want you to know that. Today, I have also selected music to play throughout the show that is either, it's all Gumbay-related music. It's either Gumbay classics or new age Gumbay, or maybe your group is called Gumbay, or your song had something to do with Gumbay. But we're pulling out all the Gumbay I could find today for this show. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you'd like to ask our cast and crew about the show, what's coming up next, what their favorite part or their favorite episode was, you could text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-422-GR96. That's 422-4796, and that's powered by BTC Standard. Text rates apply. or you could call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Producer, how does it sound now? Does it sound a little clearer? It sounds a little clearer to me. I think I hit the right button. Okay, guys. Well, I have a ton of questions for you, but I'm going to let you... I'm going to begin to my left. Okay, now, Miss Raven, I see you have on your school uniform. As I was going to ask you a question, what would you be doing right now if you weren't in studio? But I forgot. Hold on. Javian. Morning, Javian.
Yes, morning.
Are you in the Zoom room?
Oh, yes.
Producer, connect me to the Zoom room. Anyway, we have another cast member, Mr. Javian Rankin, who is joining us all the way from Eleuthera. Boy, look here, you almost forget how you could forget about Pink Sand and Big Mosquito. Good morning, Javian. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good, thank you. Good, thank you. Cast members, y'all say hi to your boy.
Morning, Javian.
Hi. Good morning.
All right, Javian, I'm going to start with you since I have you on the mic. Which character do you play in Goombay Kids?
I play Jerome.
And what does Jerome do?
He's like a Bahamian character.
Uh-huh.
So he basically is like everyone's like big brother kind of.
He's look out for everybody.
Just about, yeah.
Yeah. Does he like to crack jokes?
Yes, ma'am.
And does he like to play pranks on people?
A little bit.
That's definitely a Bahamian character. Okay, Raven, tell us about your character.
Well, my character is Dominique, mm-hmm. and she's basically the mother bird of the group. Oh. She makes sure they're okay, nobody bullies them, and she's very adventurous.
Nice, nice, very nice. Now, in studio with us is now you got to take a pause here. Kids, I need you all to know something. This is my little big sister.
Oh.
The first time I ever went on stage with the spot and do an improv comedy was with Leah Enius, right? And Leah Enius is, from then she was a star. And so it was very important to me to be able to meet the standard for the stage. I don't think I met it. I think my knee met it.
Aaron, yes, you did.
My knee, looking at more than I speak on stage, Raven. But one thing I remember is Leah let me know from that very first moment, yes, it's obviously about fun, but this is serious work. And oh. I take what I do seriously, right? And so my first time
Did
on...
I tell you that?
Yes, but your eyes, Raven, she told me with her eyes. And, you know, from that moment, I was inspired to not just have fun telling jokes, but to make work of it and treat it like a job. You know, and that's why when y'all see me on the road, in fact, I pulled up on another cast member in the food store one time and a little improv, you know, and I asked him if he wasn't going to buy the Pampers like he said he was going to buy the Pampers. Because every churro need Pampers and he know all these churro he leave with me need Pampers. And it was one of the funniest
Hilarious.
Things I've done.
Yeah.
Because I took it
Comedy
seriously.
Everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what we did. And with the SWAT, we did that.
Right.
We brought real-life comedy to the stage.
So what is your character? Who is your character? And do you bring comedy? Or what do you bring to the show, Goombay
Okay,
Kids?
So this was a struggle for me.
Yeah.
Because I am a comedic actress. That's me. But I'm also dramatic. So I really... It kind of pushed... It's weird because this character is very much me. But it's also, like, something I've never quite done. I play a deity called Mama Dilo. Uh-huh. And... Yeah, I play. Thank you. I play a deity called Mama Dilo,
uh-huh.
and I'm a protector and storyteller, protector of the children and storyteller. I protect the. My description is I protect the stories that come from Africa to the diaspora, by way of the Bahamas.
Wow.
Like yeah,
because the Bahamas is the gateway to the new world.
Well, yeah, that and also that's where we at. So
right. I mean, and that's our tourism product. We tell them, look here, if you come into the new world, you gotta stop in the Bahamas first.
Absolutely. And right. You're the reason and we could talk about that another thing, but I was
All right.
Yeah.
So Javian and Raven. Now, when I went on IMDb, That's an international movie database. Yeah. Right? So if you are
a
proper
big deal, Raven.
Actor, that's where you are. The reference for Gombe Kids says, a group of kids goes on adventures in the Bahamas to explore and learn more about the country. What's the most exciting thing that you learned, and what is your favorite episode? And that's the same question for you, Javian. We could start with you, Raven.
Okay. But my most exciting adventure, and probably my favorite adventure, is when we went to Atlantis and discovered Atlantis, the lost city of Atlantis, and helped an Atlantean. We met an Atlantean. We got to learn her name and kind of became friends with her.
Uh-huh.
And that's also my favorite episode as well.
Oh, wow. Atlantean.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I was going to ask y'all if y'all met any Chicchanis on your adventures through the Bahamas.
You know what a Chicchani is, right, Raven?
Yeah. Raven, you...
Yeah, I know what a Chicchani is.
Okay, did you meet any Chicchanis?
No, but we
not
did.
Not this season, but
you're going to Andres next season.
Well, we don't know. I don't know yet, but it's possible.
All right, so that was your
Anything
favorite episode.
With the Gumbi kid.
Javian, what was your favorite episode, and what's the most interesting or exciting thing that you learned while producing the show?
Just like Raven said, I love when we went to Atlantis.
Mm-hmm.
It was really interesting because there's like a lot of stuff to do there.
Wow.
And it was fun to be able to see all the fish and stuff in the aquariums.
Mm-hmm.
And what was
what's the most exciting thing that you learned while you were doing the show?
Exciting thing that I learned?
Yeah. Or another question, what's the funniest backstage or off-screen moment that you guys had? I see, look here, Raven already laughing in the studio.
Too many.
What's the stage or back-screen or unexpected moment during the filming of the show?
I would say when we were filming the junk canoe scene.
Yeah.
I think it was the junk canoe scene. Yeah. I forgot his name, but there's the goat guy, and me, Raven, and Kiara, we were just walking around the set,
uh-huh.
And we just see him picking grass and just eating it.
Yeah, so I can explain that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Speak right into the mic.
So Mama Dilo, her character is a folklore character that's known throughout the Caribbean, and her husband is another folklore character named Papa Bois, who's half man and half goat.
That's where Papa Bois gone.
Yes.
Okay, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
I can call you later.
And he's the ruler of the forest.
Yeah, he's
okay.
protector
of
the forest. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he lives in the forest behind Camp Gumbe when they go to their rake and scrape cultural camp for 2 episodes. And when the kids met him, they had no idea that he was going to show up in costume.
Okay.
And it's a very realistic-looking costume. And
he stayed in character.
He was method acting, so he was pretending to eat grass. He was running around like a goat, and the kids were a little scared, I think, at first, but he's such a nice actor.
You did the right thing.
He was nice to everyone, and they warmed up.
He's really good.
Always.
Papa Bois is played by Charo Fox.
Oh, Charo.
Yeah, Charo
the Fox.
Yeah,
good
Charo
morning,
Fox
Charo
plays,
the Fox.
Plays, Papa
yeah,
Bois.
Okay. I saw that, clip. With him moving through the bush.
Yeah,
I wondered where he went. We were supposed to get married, you see, Raven.
But he's my TV husband, thanks.
But, right, but he doesn't link up. Because I catch Chicchanis when I'm not on the radio or in the bush picking fruit. And so I was supposed to marry, you know, Papa Boy.
Yeah.
Because he's the king of the forest and I'm the queen of the Chicchanis. It only makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we go any further then, Raven and Javian, tell me your other cast members. Who else is in the cast? Because there's a whole bunch of famous people I see on these lists.
Well, a famous Bahamian artist, there was a few of them.
Uh-huh.
We had Soya Boy.
What? Yeah. Soya Boy, don't mind the talk about my other husband.
Soya Boy,
uh-huh.
Sarge, and even Nasque.
So that's Zaneo.
And Zaneo, yeah.
Zaneo, Nasque, and Soya Boy?
Yes.
Everybody.
I mean, put the spot in there and you have all the funny people in the Bahamas in one room.
Yeah, we had to work on that.
That's awesome. Okay, tell us about the other members of the crew who helped to bring this this wonderful project together, and then we will talk about all of these awards and nominations that you guys have amassed. But hold on, you got something to tell me, Raven?
And we also had another star, Kiara Jones, who played the role of Ariok.
Oh. Yeah,
so we have two out of three of our Goombay kids.
Yeah.
Here. I mean, our central three.
That's right, Kiara, where you is? Anyway, I have been informed, a good note, that Kiara is in school, doing her schoolwork like all good children supposed to do. Raven, I don't know what we could do with you.
Raven is a Virgo, and we're like, we're the stars, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
School can wait.
Producer, let us play song number two on the list, and then we're going to go to a break, guys. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you about all of these awards and nominations that this show has gotten so far. I'm going to tell y'all what this song is as soon as my producer pulls it up. Oh, this is called Mummy on the Light by the Goombay Kings. I've never heard of the group the Goombay Kings before in my life. So enjoy.
No, mommy. Well, what you want then? Mommy, on the light. And give me what you gave my sister last night. Mommy, on the light. And give me what you gave my sister last night.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches. We're good for you.
Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
The Water and Sewage Corporation advises the public, its customers, and residents of Taylor Street, Nassau Village, that the corporation will commence improvement work on January 31st, 2022, for a period of 10 weeks. During this period, there may be interruption in water supply, road closures, and detours around the work area. Where possible, motorists are asked to avoid the area between the hours of 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. daily. The corporation apologizes for any inconvenience caused and appreciates your patience as they work to improve their level of service.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
No, mommy.
She says you want sweets.
No, mommy.
Well, what you want then?
Mommy, on the light. And give me what you gave my sister last night. I beg you please, mommy, on the light. And give me what you gave my sister last night.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green, and I have the cast and crew of Goombay Kids, local television all over the world. And so we're having a Goombay kind of morning. But before we go any further, I want to ask everybody to say a prayer for my Aunt Ona Bailey. Mm. There's nothing wrong with her. Somebody cut down half of her juju tree last year, and it still ain't grow back.
Oh, no.
What? And so we're going to pray for her. Did she get enough
that's
juju?
That's a serious motto.
Listen, it requires prayers.
It's a serious affair.
I also want to say good morning to my friend Kino Wong. I want you to say a prayer for him too. There's nothing wrong with him either, but I had to go in his yard and teeth juju to go get to my aunt Ona. And so say a prayer for him and a prayer for me, because I have a problem with juju. Anyway, welcome back. Raven, you're a comedian too, man. You understand these jokes. So before we get into the awards, Stephanie, tell us about the rest of the cast. You need teamwork to make the dream work. And I'm sure that even though Raven and my Javian and Leah and Kiara are very talented, and they have a talented support cast, you need a crew to bring these things to the world. List off the crew, who created the concept, who brought it together, who are the producers? I don't know the technical terms, right? But who are the producers, the executive producers? And who are the people that made sure that you all had snacks and you all had jokes and you all had a hug when you needed it? Because acting is hard work.
Right. Well, it did start with an idea I had that I presented to Rev Kill Bahamas. But like you said, teamwork makes the dream work. And yeah. It really took a village. And I knew, and it was inspired by our talent that we have. It started with CMM Agency and seeing these kids that were so talented that could rival kids on Netflix or Disney. And I just knew, as well as I know our adult actors are already so talented. And then crew, I just knew we could handle it, you know, like the task and showing the world what we can do. And so six cast all together. We had 46 crew, fully Bahamian, 100% Bahamian.
86?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now that's down to extras and everybody. Yeah, when you break that down to 8 episodes, that does work out to about, you know, 8 to 10 an episode. Yeah. So, you know, it's not like, but when you add it all up, it does get more. And, you know, it really was an amazing undertaking of partnerships and just seeing the vision and wanting to show the world what we could do. The Moby Group was our full technical crew, absolutely amazing. Burton Wallace, they provided the editors, the equipment, the cam ops, all the technical crew. We had LT Productions on the producer side, Leslie Ellis-Tynes, Rowena Poitier-Sutherland, and myself. We had an amazing director, Lanthro Monroe, who came. He's working full-time at Tyler Perry Studios. He's a Bahamian American doing us proud abroad, you know, working at networks abroad. So he brought his expertise to set, which was wonderful and valuable. And, you know, it really was a whole lot of heart that went into this, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, as well as Res Cable Bahamas just believing us and giving us the platform, as well as Bahamas Artist Movement, a very valuable and important part of training actors and young talent. So we're partnered with them so that kids, because we do need trained actors for those lead roles, you know.
All right.
And then also CMM Agency, who, you know, we try to use talent from all over throughout the islands, but CMM is also developing their talent, you know, properly to international standards. So, you know, really trying to nurture our industry in every shape and form. And, you know, so many productions fly people in, so it's great to show we can
do this. JV, and you're so polite. You could jump in whenever you need to. How hard was it sort of scouting talent on the Family Islands, or has that become easier these days?
You know, season one, it was a lot of remote. It was like the director was giving over Zoom instructions to the talent, and the mothers were filming, of course, from different islands to help us. Season three, same thing. Season four, we're raising financing, really hoping to fly to more islands. We already have a partner in Exuma Escapes who's going to take us for a day and things like that. We're really hoping. I mean, it's important, extremely important to include all the islands.
Absolutely.
And, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But can we go back to production real quick? Because I just want to say something real quick. I have been in productions that were in different countries on film and on stage for 30 years. And I remember telling you all this. I said, this is one of the best organized productions. Didn't I tell you that?
Yeah.
And I said, this is some of the best energy between Rowena and Leslie and Stephanie, just making sure that everything was okay and comfortable and the energy was good. The children are taken care of. They even took care of me. I said, I'm one of the babies. But they say, that's okay. You are a baby.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to commend you guys for that. So just, and now, sorry.
Absolutely.
Go back to what you said.
Because that's a part of it, right?
Yeah. And I had experience with many different crews across 30 years. So this has been one of the best times of my life.
Yeah. Talent requires a support team so that they can fully immerse themselves.
I miss everyone. Right. So let's go back to saying we're growing on different islands. Yeah.
So Javian, what do we need to come and see in Eleuthera where you are right now? You still there, Javian?
Yes, Mom.
Okay, there we go. Keep going.
If you came to Eleuthera and you wanted to see something.
Yeah.
I guess you could. It would be the blue holes in Eleuthera are really cool.
Wow. See, I know about blue hole in Andrus, and I know about the Ocean Hole and Rock Sound. I was always scared to go in the Ocean Hole. Look how you have to shoot an episode around the Blue Holes in Eleuthera, because there must be a guardian of the pineapples. There must be something who's keeping them pineapples.
You can always create one.
Because they can't just come to Nassau, right? That's what we're going to... So there is a season 4 coming up.
Yep, it's already written.
That, a guardian
It's almost
pineapples.
Fully written.
Yeah.
Listen, I am just so excited. And I need to make... I don't know, I'm 45. I don't know if any of y'all remember watching a show called Square One.
I do.
On ZNS.
Right,
yeah. Y'all children don't know about that. That's something for us to relish. Anyway, we used to... It's math and puzzles and adventure and mystery. You know you like math and puzzles, Raven. And this reminds me of that.
Oh, nice.
The first two seasons reminded me. But the third season had more of a storyline, right?
Right.
Awesome, awesome. Do you think that's what made the difference in terms of the awards and nominations, is adding that sort of narrative of the Bahamian and African stories?
I think so. I have seen the first, not all of the episodes of the first two seasons, but it was more like segments, and then it was because of the pandemic, but it was actually cool because we could go to different islands at the same time.
Yeah.
But this time, the thread, that's just so exciting. I was learning everything. I was like, ooh, and so much information in one story, and it's just so fun to watch. And I think it made a difference. I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's a fascination with these stories, too, because they've never been told.
Yes.
And I think that was something that I was really inspired to do. And all these stories have been passed down and just so old, as well as carrying on traditions. So that incorporating that was exciting, but still keeping the educational segments, because we want to keep it show.
Absolutely.
Know,
right.
The Dare Ministry of Education, look how we're going to have a cookout so y'all could pay to get episodes on y'all virtual learning platform. And imagine...
Oh.
If you could work them into the breaks, right? Because they have to be logged into the system. And so when they take their break, they could watch a part of an episode or an episode of Gumbe Kids to fire them up for the next class. I can work on the cookout. I can work on the
right.
cookout.
I actually had a conversation with a kindergarten teacher, and she was talking about wanting to teach the kids. And I'm like, this is a perfect way to teach them small tidbits of things at 10, 5 minutes at a time.
Right.
Yeah,
and it incorporates
engaging.
Cultural shifts in learning and how young people absorb information, right?
Exactly.
And then something that we dealt with the spot and the transition in the spot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the spot is stage. So we're doing short skits. And then as I joined the spot, things like Vine and TikTok became more popular. From six, Vine is 6 seconds. You only get 6 seconds to bring the funny or bring the idea to YouTube now, where they try to keep their videos to almost under 10 minutes if they can. And so this is a great way to incorporate how young people think and learn.
Exactly.
So Raven and Javian, what are your favorite subjects in school?
Well, my favorite subject...
Say all. Just say all. That's the answer. What's your favorite subject?
It's actually English.
All right. And JV?
My favorite subject, I kind of have two. One is math and one is science.
Nice. All right. Cool. Nice, nice. My favorite subject in school was math. But that's because I like counting fruit. Mangoes. And my favorite juju and sea grape, because there's always plenty fruit to count, right? Mango, you could only count 7 or 8 fruit. That's as much
minus
as somebody could
eat.
No, you eat them. Please eat them. Don't watch nothing.
Put them in a juice.
All right, now, guys, I got to play you. We're going to play another Gumbe song, and then we're going to get to the awards. Producer, let's play whatever I tell you is number 3 on the list. Play that. And I'm going to read this text. It says, hi, congratulations to the team. And actors, where can we watch the show?
Want me to answer
that? Yeah.
Okay, so the show can be actually watched and accessed on Our TV Originals Facebook page.
Uh-huh.
If you look under their video section, you can watch all of the old episodes. It's also on the Gumbe Kids Facebook page under videos as well. So that's the easiest way to access it. Rev Kale Bahamas will be replaying the full season at a primetime hour April 25th.
All right, and we'll repeat that information before we leave the show again. Thank you, Dexter. This is Dance the Gumbe by Charlie Adamson.
I need to do your research.
I'll be posting this as a watch later too. Don't forget. Rub your belly and dance, take on bay.
Kumbe, 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 kumbe. Rub your belly and dance the kumbe. Kumbe, kumbe, kumbe.
Dance the Goombe by Charlie Adamson. That's one of my, sorry guys, let me adjust the volume. That's one of my favorites. I don't know, old school music, it's because I old now, Raven. When you appreciate the music more, but a part of it is because you heard it when you were young. And now that you're older, it means so much more to you,
yeah. You
know? But it's important that we make sure y'all could hear it. Because it's your music too. And same way Mama D-Lo's character, her job is to protect the stories. It's like our job is to protect the culture until you could get your hands on it. And not just that, because I understand that you, what, you 7 or 8?
Nine. 10.
You 10?
Yeah.
Girl. You sure you ain't from Mayaguana where the fountain of youth is? But it's our job to preserve the culture until you're ready to listen to it. Because I know you don't want to listen to everything I listen to. I have an old head. No. I like the bop. I like the muggle. Right? Y'all know y'all ain't into that.
She say muggle.
But it's my job to protect it and hold it until you're ready. And you too, Javian. Till y'all ready to fully embrace it. Because you're allowed to like what you like when you like it. But I'm allowed to pester you and borderate you.
I
can compress them. I can compress them. Right? But with this idea that you also have to listen to Bohemian music. Producer, whenever you're ready to take us to a break. Text just says, great show, guest hiring, because how food prices going up, I need to host Miss Green Show and One Show and act to buy my Mott's apple juice. So producer, let's take a pause there and let's sort of transition to that thing we wanted to talk about. Don't go to the break yet. Thank you for that text. I don't know if the crew is hiring, but certainly they are hosting auditions for the show very soon, right?
Yeah, we actually, as far as crew, we do, you know, appreciate interns and people who want to learn in the field. We always need PAs, behind the scenes photographers, all sorts. So, you know, please reach out if you're interested in that type of opportunity. You can learn to climb the ladder in production. For the cast, we are auditioning. That'll be announced very soon. We just wanted to give another week or so with COVID numbers because we're really hoping to do it in person at Fusion Superplex. So that, please like look at our Facebook and Instagram pages at Goombe Kids, and we will be announcing that in the coming weeks.
All right, because I heard that y'all need a Chicchani catcher for season 4. And I'm not saying it's me, but I know a couple of good Chicchani catchers.
We got about Chicchani catcher, a protector, pineapples. What else?
Yes.
A pineapple princess or something. Who knows?
Yes.
I love it.
All of these things. First of all,
I love it.
Javian, you and Eleuthera, right?
Dilly Duchess.
Oh, look at that. Morning, Javian. You still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you all have a lot of pot cakes in Eleuthera?
Yes, ma'am.
You do have a lot of pot cakes, like wild dogs or people who own dogs but just let their dogs sort of run and work and they have to be out on the road?
Yes, ma'am.
So, we need a pot cake protector. Do you all know that the Bahamian pot cake descends from the Royal Rhodesian Ridgeback?
Yes.
Right?
No, that's real. That's real.
That's real. Jokey, but it's real. Yeah. So maybe one of the other characters we're going to bring is the protector of pot cakes, the Dilly Duchess, the purveyor of pineapples, the Chicchani catcher. And I would like to audition for all.
Okay.
But I'm jealous. I have to get into this production because you guys have won.
She's 100% serious.
I have a short list, right? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different festivals that you guys have either received awards from, nominations, or special recognition. So let's go through the list of awards. I don't know if you want to read it, because I just can get excited. I can carry on, like, you know, we had the Oscars. I think the first one that I read about was, I don't even have it on the, what?
I've got it.
The 2011-17.
Yeah.
Festival. That's the one she mentioned to me earlier.
Yeah.
That was the first one we got.
That was our first award. And, that was really cool because we featured India a couple times on the show, just having Bahamian Indian children that have been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
They had a pen pal character that they learned about India in one segment.
Hold on, just a second. Did you know that the Prime Minister of Guyana, who is also of Indo descent, he cooked plates of food and sent it to Mia Motley, the Prime Minister of Barbados, because they are friends.
Yes.
Wow.
And I would like to be friends with y'all too, since y'all be cooking up good food on your show.
You know, we are friends. We met them last week. Yes. So,
that was, in fact, I was supposed to crack a joke on y'all and the Prime Minister, because now I could officially be mad at the Prime. I didn't have any reason to be mad at him before. But he scooped my guests from last week.
We got beef.
Dear Honorable Prime Minister, I am not mad at you for scooping my guests last week, because these are the most sought-after guests in the country right now. So tell us about the Multidimensional Film Festival. Because I used to live in England, and when I saw the MD, I thought it was the Midlands. I used to live in the Midlands. It was just grass and cows and cow pots.
Yeah, I mean, it is really exciting. So we won this, you know, we won Best TV Series in India. We won Best TV Series at the Multidimension Film Festival in UK, where Lea Neis also won Best Actress.
One second.
And then we placed in quite a few other ones that are quite notable. St. Petersburg Television and Film Festival in Russia.
These will
all be screening, too, the show for an audience. So that's exciting.
Now, there are two here. There's the kids. I want you to tell me, which one were you guys most excited about? Was it the kids' first film festival, or was it Cannes?
Cannes. I'll tell you, Cannes.
That one is really...
Y'all can't talk to me.
There's hundreds and hundreds of people submitted to that category.
Yeah.
So that really was quite amazing to get that recognition. And for the whole team to get recognition, like, after working so hard.
Right. Let me read off, though. Let me give you your props. Sure. So Gombe Kids won Best TV Series at Cannes, right? I'm saying it correctly? I didn't want to be bougie because I say Cannes, World Film Festival. And they... Stephanie, you won for Best Producer.
Yeah, that was very... I share with the other producers.
And the cast, and the crew. That's awesome. That's a festival for Best Episodic. That's a semi-finalist, right, in that category. Quarter-finalist in the Vancouver Independent Film Festival. Official selection is at the Four Theater Online Festival?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wow. Award winner in the Vesuvius Film Festival. Now, Raven and JV, and that mean y'all hot like a six. That mean y'all shooting like volcanoes. That mean y'all on top of the world.
Yeah, that one's in Italy, so that was cool.
And then the finalist in the Beyond the Curve Film Festival.
No, we just won that one. I found it this morning.
Where's that?
We won three awards.
Look here, producer, y'all don't have a bam 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 for me. This is an official
announcement. I haven't announced it yet on our page.
But listen, make the formal announcement on the show.
Exclusive.
Yes, we're learning on the Aaron Green Show right now that Beyond the Curb Film Festival in the UK has basically awarded Gombe Kids for Best Production Design, Best Trailer, and Best Web Series.
Best production design.
Yeah. So we've gotten 9 awards and 9 nominations now.
I'm not going to cry yet. Not today.
Wow. best production design?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And when you look at the other films up against us for their site, it really is an honor. Like, it definitely, these are very, high production value.
Yeah.
From around the world, all corners of the world. So it really is amazing. And this episode that we submitted to this one in particular was our episode one, Junkanoo, where we learned the legend of Junkanoo by Mama Dilo in the Bally Boys Junkanoo Shack.
Would you know, I was about to say, you got to have best set design when you come from the land of people whose bill costume for Junkanoo.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, that's all their gold.
And
they made her, beautiful headpiece.
I got so emotional when I had that on. It was just so beautiful.
The blue piece, right?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes.
So gorgeous.
And guys, you all are just fantastic. Just fantastic. Okay. Wow. I'm a little stunned.
I know. It's amazing,
just
isn't
this
it?
Morning.
It's really awesome.
Okay. And so are there any other nominations? Or are there any other shows that you have submitted to?
We actually had so many film festivals starting to write us and ask us to submit with waiver codes and things. So we have the Pan-African, the Tribeca Film Festival. These are all later in the year, though.
Yeah.
And we actually, I think there's about six more, but they're kind of scattered throughout the year. Yeah. I think there's another in February we might hear from. I guess we'll see what comes out of all of that.
Leslie Vanderpool, Bahamas International Film Festival. You can pick them up.
Well, I don't think they have a TV series category.
It
is a newer category. I think it's only been around for a couple of years because film festivals were always just film for the most part, you know. Because TV is exploding and streaming networks, I think now we're seeing that this category is really should be there.
Absolutely. You know? And look here, and Bahamians just came and snagged it. And then showed the world that we have everything that we need to make world-class productions and movies.
100% Bahamian.
Are we ready for formal acting classes as a part of like culture classes or arts classes in primary school and high school? I know you guys are ready, but you think your peers, your classmates, they ready and would like to take part in a lesson like that as well?
Yes, well, I told my friend from school to join acting classes. I go to BAM acting classes.
Okay.
And I told her to come, and she was a really good actor. So I was really proud of that, and she came, so I was really happy.
Awesome. All right. Now, Javian, I know that I tell the people about the spot, right? This New Providence comedy group I'm in. But I really learned how to act and comedy at summer camp in Eleuthera at the Methodist Youth Summer Program. And so I want to ask you, are there opportunities in Eleuthera for children to act, to get together and put on plays and skits in outside of school, in the church, or in your like community? Is that something that people do like at Christmas time? So I know our family, we used to get together and the kids would... We would learn the lyrics to a song on the TV, and we'd learn the lyrics and the dance moves, and then we'd perform for our cousins and our aunts and uncles. Is that the sort of things that kids are getting into in Eleuthera?
So in most churches in Eleuthera, in schools around like Valentine's or like all the major holidays, they would normally like put on like plays and they would sing a lot of songs and stuff.
Okay. All right. And is that where you put your skills together, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Cool. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I got another text here. It says, great show as usual. Y'all, don't give Miss Green my job. I call dibs first to get hired. So I will accept that. Just get there before me. I'll wait my place in the line for my audition.
And all ages can audition.
All ages?
We want from generally reading age, like 6 years old to 100. So we want the old storytellers, you know, from the community to come out and come audition too if they can. Not old, wise.
Department.
I should never use that word.
Department of Public Service, if you get people reapplying, come send them to Gombe Kids. We need them over there. Anyway, that was just a little joke. Y'all don't mind me cheering. That was just a little joke. Okay, I had a bunch of questions I wanted to ask you. All right, but I don't think y'all gave me the answers I wanted. Okay, so Raven and Javian, these questions are for you. What are you looking forward to in season 4? Like, do you have an idea that you want to give the production crew to explore, or an idea that you're working on that you think would be great for the show?
Well, I was thinking maybe since in the last episode we had like Mama D'Lo and Papa Blah, uh-huh. I was thinking maybe we could like make up a Chick Charney kind of, like what we caught, and he wasn't too nice, but we still you know,
yeah, took care of him because that's what the Bahamenses do.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, that's an awesome idea. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes people ain't always nice all the time, but they still deserve, like, your attention.
They have stories to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes you could tell them a story, and that's the one thing that just shift their attitude and make them have a better day.
Yeah.
So, Javian, do you have any ideas that you want to bring into this new season?
Not like right off the top of my head, but I think the idea that Raven...
That's a good idea, hey.
That was a really good idea.
Okay, another question for the younger members of the cast. What are y'all up to next? What's your next move? Are you thinking about commercials?
Yeah, I am thinking about doing a commercial. And I was planning to write a book, like... A book that is about action, kind of like Goombay Kids.
Okay.
And when I grow up, I want to be an obstetrician.
All right. And Javian?
Yes, Mom. I would love to do commercials.
Nice. Now, I want to throw this idea out there for y'all. Dear Ministry of Education and Technical and Vocational Skills, maybe y'all need some young people to help y'all make PSAs for other young people. You know, maybe you need young people to help you make teaching aids and help put together little special segments for your virtual learning platform. And you got a lot of kids already preparing, even up their acting skills. I'm a vegan, so don't worry, we ain't got no real beef. Even up our acting skills to be available for these types of projects. Young Bahamian kids helping other Bahamian kids.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. And so, Leah, what do you have up next on the table?
Developing this particular character and essentially offering what I can with the hopefully with the production as well as on screen and off screen. That's really what I'm looking forward to doing the most. Pardon?
And costuming. She's always helping make her costume.
Yeah, no, yes, girl. I'm
quickly, you are crocheting in real life.
So
Mama D-Lo obviously was a crocheter.
Yes, Mama D-Lo also crochets.
Yeah, I noticed
D-Lo,
that.
Mama D-Lo sings, Mama D-Lo crochets, but I would like to. I'm turning 40 years old this year.
Yeah.
And I was just saying I wanted to start some type of program or something in the best way that I can do it, like from my perspective of, I don't know, cultural expression. So that's what I want to do with that.
Listen, I was just about to say you could crochet blankets for babies. But then I remember last week when the temperature dropped to minus 40. And you have to crochet blankets for everybody.
No, but that's okay. But I can teach that too. And you know what I'm saying? So my grandmother taught me and it was great. But I was going to tell you also about the impact of this character that from people around the world that have been talking to me from Trinidad, from Haiti, from the Carolinas about my character, and I'm like, that's amazing.
Absolutely. So, Stephanie, what's up next for you? And then give us the contact information, how we could get in contact if we want to audition, if we want to support, if we want to make a financial donation, anything of that nature.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely worth saying a big thank you to our partners and sponsors again while we're on this note. And we couldn't do it without them.
Yeah.
You know, they're a huge part of this. And, you know, we definitely want anybody who's interested is a great time because we're right you into the season and your company. And we have wonderful sponsor packages. So please reach out if you want to be incorporated in our next season, which we're going to be finalizing, going into auditions soon. So wait for that announcement. And then we're rolling in straight into rehearsals and we film this summer.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Producer, I want you to play that song by Frankie Zhivago Young. Good morning, Frankie Zhivago Young. I got your CD, and I am getting that music to the board. This is another Goombay song. I think it's Goombay. If it's not, well, then I call in it Goombay, and I love it. Javian, tell the audience good morning and goodbye and how they could, well, I don't know, because you are cheering. I can't tell the people how they could get in touch with you, but tell us what settlement you are in Eleuthera, where you doing big things. Okay. Big up Savannah Sound. Awesome. Thank you, Javian. It was a pleasure having you in this morning, and I'm glad we could connect to you from Eleuthera. Congratulations on this, your participation in this award-winning show. You, my friend, are a Bahamian superstar. Same thing to you, Raven. Big up, big up, big up, big up. And to my St. Anne's family, church and school. Big up, big up, big up. I'm going to send you back with a note while you were gone. She was busy doing the country's business. Thank you very much, Leah. Thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
You also had to get a visa to come all the way here from the western side of the island. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. We are all out of time, people. Producer, play the song for my man. Somebody Stole My Love. By Frankie Givaldi. It was the cast and crew of Gombe Kids. And thank you to manager extraordinaire. You guys, thank you for tuning in to On the Clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Unleashed is up next. You guys are going to have a great day.
You came into my life. You were soon to become my wife.